From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Okay, you didn't bring the snow earlier this week as just kind of a puzzle. Can I tell you, I was at the baseball game at Camden Yards where they had a
fantastic
snow delay.
Not so fantastic.
No, you could not see the ball. The players are standing there going, where is it? Where is it? So, but I couldn't believe the number of places that had more snow this week. So maybe a lot of people stayed inside to do that puzzle challenge you gave us. And it was a, it was a humdinger. It required some illustrations or drawings and attachments on emails. And the entries started to come in and our computer system just couldn't handle it. And hundreds of entries were, like, not even acknowledged last Sunday. The system shut down. We couldn't get any email. So we want to apologize to listeners, just letting you all know that the entries really had a hard time getting through the system. So thank everybody. Thank you all for your understanding. So, Will, this challenge that gummed up the works, would you repeat it, please?
Yes, it was called Sam Lloyd's Shipwreck Puzzle. It was created by Sam Lloyd, the great American puzzle maker of a century ago. And the puzzle in a nutshell was to dissect a square biscuit into 8 smaller squares, not all necessarily the same size. How can this be done?
You tell me. How can this be done?
What you do is make a vertical cut a quarter of the way in from one of the sides. Also make a horizontal cut a quarter of the way in from either the top or the bottom, it doesn't matter which. You'll now have one large square plus one small square plus 2 3-by-1 rectangles. Cut each of these rectangles into 3 small squares, and the result will be 8 square biscuits made from the original.
Well, we received more than 850 entries, and our randomly chosen winner, he sent a picture and a description. His name is Steve Stein, and he joins us from Highland Park, New Jersey. Hi, Steve.
Hi there.
Did you have fun with this?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, why?
Well, I was a math major in college, and it was bringing me back to geometry and things like that and drawing pictures, so it was fun.
Really? How long did it take you?
I thought about it for a couple hours, and then when I actually got to someplace I could draw, it took me about 5 minutes, and I did exactly what Will said.
Oh, all right. You like puzzles? How long have you been playing?
I've been playing probably about 5 years or so.
Really?
And, yeah, I do like puzzles.
Well, you ready to play today?
I guess I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be.
We all are. You know what I'm saying? So, Will, meet Steve. Steve, meet Will. Let's play. What do you have for us?
All right, Steve. Each answer today is an anagram of the name of a U.S. city that includes the letter O. For example, if I said rank, R-A-N-K, plus O, to make a city in Ohio, you would say Akron.
Okay.
Number one is West, W-E-S-T, plus O, to make a city in Vermont.
Stowe.
Stowe is right. Number two is Ferns, F-E-R-N-S, plus O, to make a city in California.
Fresno.
That's correct. Pales, P-A-L-E-S, plus O, to make a city in Texas. A musical hint from Leanne there. Very nice. I like that.
Thank you. Did you hear me, Steve? Probably
no.
Not. I was just humming a little tune. Down on dun, 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 the town of El Paso.
El Paso is it. Very nice. Try this one. Atonal, A-T-O-N-A-L, plus O, to make a city in Pennsylvania.
That's Altoona.
Mm. That's correct. Korean, K-O-R-E-A-N, plus O, to make a city in Virginia.
Roanoke.
Uh-huh. Nice. Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D, plus O, to make a city in Florida.
Orlando.
Excellent.
Oh, he's so quick.
Shaken, S-H-A-K-E-N, plus O, to make a city in Wisconsin.
Not Oshkosh. Kenosha.
Kenosha, excellent. Burled, B-U-R-L-E-D, plus O, to make a city in Colorado.
Beginning with what?
Beginning with a B.
A B.
Boulder.
Boulder is it. Yes. Try this one. Unshot, UNSHOT plus O to make a city in Texas?
Houston.
Houston is right. Bernard, B-E-R-N-A-R-D plus O to make a city in Michigan.
Not seeing it.
Beginning with what?
Beginning with D. It's near Detroit.
It's famous. Dearborn.
Dearborn is right. Entraps, E-N-T-R-A-P-S plus O to make a city in your home state of New Jersey.
Patterson.
Patterson is it. And your last one, legalness, L-E-G-A-L-N-E-S-S plus O to make a city in California.
Beginning with what?
And it is the largest city in the state.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles is it.
Oh, man, that was great. Well, Steve, did you have fun?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I love doing this. Well, you're going to get some things for playing our puzzle today. You'll get that weekend edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM featuring print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and this wonderful book, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House. What's your public radio station there?
WNYC in New York.
Fabulous station. Steve Stein from Highland Park, New Jersey. What a pleasure to play with you. Thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what can everyone work on this week?
Well, take the name Dearborn, as in Dearborn, Michigan. Rearrange these eight letters to name a famous person. Who is it? And here's a hint. The answer is a real person from history. So again, Dearborn, D-E-A-R-B-O-R-N. Rearrange the eight letters to name a famous person. What person is it?
When you know, send that answer to us via email at puzzle@npr.org. That's P-U-Z-Z-L-E @npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you are the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.